Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Richie Ree Hughes here as well. This is Post Malone. Right?
Wow, nothing gets by you. We told you it was
right?
going to be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a, you know, strong, yeah.
Yeah.
Strong job by you.
Okay.
We said it was going to be Post Malone.
Did you, though?
It was a, yeah, it was a joke.
I mean, yes.
I knew it was Post Malone.
All right.
Yes.
Did you?
I did. Only because you guys told me.
You've never heard the song?
No, I don't think I have.
What? You live
what
under
stuff
a rock,
do
don't
you? Listen to?
I probably have heard this song.
Do you?
I don't
listen,
really
to,
listen
music,
to music.
Tom?
I listen to podcasts.
You,
listen
so you
to the
don't
radio.
Listen to music?
No, not a music.
Okay,
guy.
That's fair. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, you're not gonna be able to identify Post Malone if you've never heard.
What
him.
Do you listen to? Neil Diamond? You said?
Oh my god!
I like
Neil Young.
Neil Young. Oh.
If you Neil Diamond has an album called 13 Songs that was produced by Rick Rubin. That if you haven't heard it, you should check it out. Amazing. I think the first song is as good as Sweet Caroline.
Oh yeah.
You know Sweet Caroline, everyone's favorite song.
No,
at a,
I never
at
heard
a party
it.
Or karaoke. Come on.
I'm kidding.
Okay. I don't know.
I
sometimes.
Got you, John.
I don't know. DeCamera would not know that.
No, he knows Sweet Caroline.
It's possible.
Give me a break.
He would not.
I believe he'd know that.
All right. All maybe. Right. Maybe you're right. But anyway, that Sweet Caroline, great song. But this 13 songs, there's a song on there called Oh Mary, and I think it's the first song. You've got to check it out. It's up there with the best songs ever written.
I'll never check it out.
Neil
no.
Diamond.
This is going in one ear and out the yeah. other, real quick.
Why? Al has because. Tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work.
Neil Diamond is a good songwriter.
Yeah.
And Rick Rubin actually forced him to play guitar on this album, and it's just Neil Diamond and a guitar and his voice and great songs that he wrote. It's excellent.
Okay. I'll check it out right when I get home today. That's the first
thing I'll
do. I
don't believe you now.
Yeah,
you're now looking down your nose at some really good music, Tom. You should not be so haughty and scoff
well,
at so, Neil
Tom,
Diamond.
Again, is it Neil Young or Neil Diamond?
Both.
Okay.
Neil
They're
Diamond
two different people.
Is good. Neil Young, also good. Very, very, very different.
All right, perfect.
John, also, I'll Tom sure doesn't look down on anything.
Yeah, gotcha, Buzz. Figured you'd jump in on that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But reacting to the Phillies' big weekend, they beat the Guardians 3-0 last night. A great performance from Ranger Suarez on Saturday. I think this team is the clear favorite to win the division. I know they're still a game and a half back of the Mets. We know what happened in that Mets series a couple weeks ago. But I feel like now this team's taking shape. Now they've rounded into form. Bryce Harper still not getting going. The offense still producing. The bullpen's improving. And this starting rotation, this is the best starting rotation in baseball.
I'm thrilled with the way it's all shaping up. And when we lost the World Series, to the Astros, I felt like someday we're going to take this and apply it, and we're going to get pitchers like that, and we're going to be able to no-hit people with our fourth combination of pitchers, and that's when we'll be good, and that's when we'll win the World Series. Well, we've got pitching like that now, and we've got to get a few other things in order, tighten some things up, But we're close. I'm not ready to go where you are saying that we're the hands down favorite to win the division, because the Mets are really good, and when we played them, they proved that. We got to be better when we play the Mets if we're going to beat the Mets for the division.
Yeah, I just look at it. I think it's partially an aberration what happened to the Mets. I mean, that's one series. Yeah, it was an ugly series, but it's only three games. I mean, that's one series.
It reminded you a lot of last playoffs.
It did. It did. It absolutely did. But you look at this team, I think the Phillies are built to win over 162. So I want to get on that. Also, Sixers, big lottery tonight. Side topic today. Give us something that's lucky. Could be something that's personal to you, something that's unique to you as well. So make sure you give us that chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone. Let's go to JD and Langhorne. What's up, JD?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great, JD.
I wanted to call about, you had a caller on a few, maybe half hour ago. His name was Neil, talking about how Daryl Morey can't draft, and nobody called him out on it. If you get Tyrese Maxey at 21, and then you redraft that draft, he goes 3 or 4. And then you get Jared McCain at 16, and if you redraft that draft, he goes 1 or 2. Now, they didn't have picks in 22 or 23, but how does that equate to not being able to draft? And I'm curious why no one called that more.
Because generally Tyrese Maxey is considered to be an Elton Brand pick. Will you agree?
He's actually not. But okay.
Actually, he is, but that's okay. But you're right, well, on Jared McClain was a great pick.
We know that you're a Sixers hater. We know
I'm a Daryl Morey hater. I'm a Daryl Morey hater. I don't think he's ever done anything for this team that's been great.
Well, I'd say in fairness to Morey here, I mean, it was after Morey took over. I know a lot of the scouting the Sixers did was previous to him taking over, but he was the GM when they made the pick. So I think you can give kind of credit both directions.
I will not, but go ahead.
Yeah.
And those are incredible value picks with McCain and Tyrese Maxey. If you look at them at face value, yes, incredible value, JD. It's a bad job not calling him out by us.
But I don't have any faith in Daryl Morey. Like, I have no faith that if they don't get this...
That's the problem.
If they don't get this first pick tonight, okay, what's the plan?
The general theme was that Daryl Morey is screwing this up, and I agree with that.
Regardless, whoever you get,
for free agent stuff.
Yeah.
So some of those decisions, absolutely, you can kill the guy for that. But for his drafts, no. You can't say a word about the guy for his drafts.
Well, he's had a couple nice picks. I mean, there are a lot of picks in between there, JD, between Maxey and McCain, and those guys haven't
like
really
what?
Contributed anything. I mean, exactly. Who have they picked in between those years?
Well, that's my point. They didn't have picks in 22 or 23, so which picks are you referring to?
I mean, getting guys in the second round, getting guys later in the draft. I mean,
well,
it's not.
Dembona is not a bad pick at 41.
And Dembona is not a guy who's going to be on a who's going to be playing a major role on a championship team.
A backup center.
Yeah,
the pick that was probably not great. You can Jaden Springer was not a great pick for sure.
Right,
but they got him at 28 in the first round. So was there studs there at 28 in the first round? I don't think there were.
Well, if that's where you're drafting, you got to find a way to get impact players. There are other teams that get players later on in the draft.
Well, we could look at all the 28 picks and see how many studs there are.
Right, but JT, but if you're going to point to, oh, well, they got Maxey and McCain, then we can also point to the fact that there have been years they've been drafting around the same spot and they haven't gotten those kind of guys.
Right, and I just said that Springer was not a good pick at 28, but I'm just saying, how many great picks at 28 are there?
No,
that draft.
It's not as high a percentage. What do you got for what's lucky, JD?
Rabbit's foot.
A rabbit's foot. There you go. Well, I appreciate the call, JD. A rabbit's foot. What do you think, John?
Lucky. I think kind of gross. You know, like, I'm not...
I don't think most of them
I've never
real
used one.
Foot.
Yeah.
I've seen them, and it is gross.
Yeah.
I can't believe people do that. It feels like it was done more probably, like, in the 1800s, turn of the century, 1900s, like... Doesn't this feel like, I don't know, people in Mechanicsburg might be more likely to do it than the folks in downtown Philly?
Wow, you're coming after your people
My
in Mechanicsburg.
My own folks in Mechanicsburg. Yeah.
A lot of people around there carrying around rabbit's feet?
I have seen them there, yeah.
A little more country out there?
A bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that my high school, you know, Cumberland Valley, the nickname was Cow Valley.
Oh,
Cow
really?
Valley, because there are cows everywhere all around my school.
Well, there you go.
And I think, well, I have talked about it. When we had archery in gym class, we got in trouble by the farmer whose farm abutted up against the playing fields because we were, you know, they were not sharp arrows. They were blunt arrows, but there were people who were aiming at the cows instead of the targets.
That's like when you're on the driving range and you aim for the guy driving
exactly.
around the car.
And I've been that guy.
Yeah.
When I worked at the University of Michigan, after my freshman year, I was forced to dig bunkers on the driving range. Dig holes that were bunker-sized on the driving range. For weeks, I was in the middle of a driving range digging holes with a shovel with a little plastic pith helmet on. Every single person who was driving was aiming at me for weeks. I'm positive. Every ball was
absolutely.
Coming.
Absolutely.
There's no question they were trying to hit me.
As somebody who used to do that, yeah, everybody's aiming at you. No question about it. 215-592-9494 if
that
you want to get in.
That guy seemed really angry that we weren't Daryl Morey fans.
Yeah. I mean, Daryl, how could you possibly be negative about Daryl Morey
and the drafting?
The great job that he's... Yeah, I mean, he's made two good picks.
He has made value picks.
He made two good picks here.
Yeah.
He got Maxey, he got McCain. And like, you know, Rhea said, Maxey... You can kind of spread out the value. I'm not going to rip anybody for ripping Daryl Morey. I don't like all the Daryl Morey positivity.
You and me both, Tom.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today as we digest a Phillies weekend series win over the Guardians. And I know this is Neil Diamond. I know this from, you ever see Saving Silverman, that movie?
Sure.
When they did they kill, kidnap Neil Diamond in that movie?
Maybe.
Is that what happened? All right.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty
that.
Sure that's the plot. Something along those lines. But they were big Neil Diamond
fans. Was it
fans.
Neil Diamond that they kidnapped?
Yeah, because they were huge fans of him. They kidnapped him for some
reason.
What
a concept.
Yeah, but anyway, obviously talking a lot about the Phillies today. They win the series over the Guardians. Are you confident they're going to win the NL East? And a massive night for the Sixers tonight, Cooper Flagg, are you
it
back
could
in?
Happen.
Would you be back excited about the Sixers' future if they get Cooper Flagg?
Would you care
people
about
would,
the Sixers? Would you support
would
the Sixers? Would you fall back in love with the Sixers?
Well, this is a massive night, and that's the thing. I think this is their only chance. I think this is the one get-out-of-jail-free card. If they don't get Cooper Flagg tonight, I just don't see any way that they move forward and are in a good spot. I mean, Daryl Morey basically said on the rights to Ricky Sanchez last week that, hey, we're just going to hope Paul George and Joel Embiid get healthy.
Yeah.
If they don't get healthy, and I mean, spoiler, they're not going to get healthy, this team's dead. They have no chance.
Well, they will have a chance if there's Cooper Flagg in the fold.
They will.
Imagine how amazing that's going to look.
It would be amazing. It really
truly
would.
And I am, fascinated to see what that looks like. And we have a 10.65% chance.
Yep.
Which
very exciting
doesn't
stuff.
Feel that remote.
No, it does. I mean, it seems low. But when the team's above you, they have only like a 14% chance.
Right.
You could see. I mean, there's a world
this
in which this
happens,
and this would be huge for the Sixers. And we're trying to manifest luck for the Sixers tonight. So give us something that's lucky. Could be something that's personal to you. Could be a bigger answer, but you're welcome to do that. If you do, and you win, you'll get a pair of tickets to see Post Malone.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Citizens Bank Park, May 24th, a pair of tickets. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
You
so make sure you get in on that.
A lucky person, Tom?
A lucky person?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at me. I mean, I get to sit next to you and work with you. I'm extremely lucky.
Well, that sounded a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Of course not, John. You're such a pleasant guy. You're such a happy guy.
I think you seem like, luck of the Irish, Tommy Kelly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
do that accent again.
I didn't know that I did an accent.
You just did.
100% you
Tommy
did.
Tommy Kelly.
That's not bad.
Tommy Kelly.
Are you Irish?
No, I'm Scottish.
Okay.
But well, it's Scotch.
They have similar.
Irish. I mean, it's like.
Similar accents, I think.
I think we're kind of in both places.
Yeah. Well, that's similar. So,
but I did get burnt this weekend as a result of my Scottishness. I don't know if you did also.
I got
fried. It's starting to get bright out there.
Yep.
And I usually, because I'm so pasty white, a lot of times I'll reflect it right back at the sun and I'll escape unscathed. This weekend, the UV, whatever, the UV rating must have been a little higher because I got some sun.
Yeah, you look
too
good.
Much
you
sun.
Look tan.
No,
I think you look kind of tan today.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been, so I appreciate it.
Well, you look good. 215-592-9494.
Too much.
And in a few minutes, you look great, John.
Thanks.
But in
good
a few minutes here, later on this morning on the Today Show, they're announcing the opening game for the Eagles' schedule this year.
No, I don't know if they're announcing the. Are they?
Dave Uram.
Oh, they just said it? Okay, good.
Can't doubt Uram's information.
Well,
he said Savannah Guthrie said they are announcing the opening game to the season.
I love that.
Obviously, the Eagles will host. So let's go around the horn, guys. Guesses for the opening game. John, what do you got?
I would love to see one of these up-and-coming NFC, like an Vikings.
Vikings?
Up against.
They play the Vikings this year at home?
I don't know.
Well, you have to. Yeah, that's an important thing to consider. What do you have, Rhea?
Detroit Lions.
Lions. What about you, Buzz?
Too. I want a Rams rematch.
A Rams rematch?
Yes.
I want the Commanders. Give me Washington. They did all that crying about the tush push.
I like that too.
The whining in that NFC Championship game. Let's kick their ass again to start the year.
They play the Vikings in Minnesota, by the way.
Oh, so, there you go.
So that
so cannot be the opener.
Eliminated.
That,
take another guess. You're already messing up the game.
No. Not the Rams. Maybe. Who do we? 49ers? Could we 49ers this?
I don't think they play them at home either. I don't know.
The 49ers are going to be down, and I'd like to take
it out on them. They don't play the 49ers at all.
All right.
John didn't do his research before this segment.
No. All right. Lions it is.
All right. Well, but sound excited about that pick.
I think that will be a wonderful game, for sure. It's awesome getting to host this game because it means you won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They could play the Bears, John. That could be a possibility.
That's a good one. That'd be a fun game.
I do.
NFC North and AFC West are the divisions
yet, though. I don't feel like the Bears have gotten enough respect to be put in that slot.
The Raiders, no, I don't think them either.
No.
I like the Rams is a good call.
Yeah, the Rams could be a good one.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know when we get that information. Should be a little later on. Eagles opening game will be announced this morning. 215-592-9494 in a few minutes. Interesting NFL news over the weekend that could potentially impact the Eagles. We'll get to that coming up. First, so let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Heather in Westchester. What's up, Heather?
Hi there, guys.
Hi, Heather.
How are we?
Great.
I have a couple of things. So Philly's been looking great. The road games were fun to watch. Last night, I just couldn't believe my eyes. I think they're coming back again. So I'm very excited. We're actually going to the game today.
Nice.
Big bus trip from Westchester. So shout out to the Barnaby's crew that are hanging out at the Phillies game today. So
cool. I used to go to Barnaby's all the time when I was a player in Philly, because it was right by my house too.
Yeah, we do a yearly Eagles Autism Event Foundation event there, so it's a good time. There's always a bunch of the players that come. So
that's great.
Yeah, thanks for your support. So, yeah. With regard to the Sixers, yes, we need Cooper Flagg badly. This is absolutely get out of jail free card. As I'm going to the Phillies game tonight, you know what? I think I'm going to put all my eggs in the basket. I'm going to be trying to get pooped on by a bird because that's a lucky
I got pooped on twice by birds in the last 2 weeks.
Was it lucky for you?
I don't know. I have never been pooped on by a bird. And in the last 2 weeks, it's happened twice. And I'm certain of it, which I don't know, Heather. That might be something. I might be able to apply that to Cooper Flagg.
I really think it is, and I will take one for the team today.
Yeah.
If I get pooped on the bird, I really
just stay outside. Stay outside as much as possible. You might want to go to like a heavily wooded area also where there are nesting birds in the trees and things like that. Really put yourself out there as a target.
I'm here for it. I am here for it.
Sometimes I think they aim for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
not tall. I'm not tall by any stretch of the imagination like you, John, but...
I'm medium. But I get it. Don't be a moving target. I mean, lay yourself out there. Allow yourself to be seen.
Yeah.
I think the UV is going to be pretty good today. So while I'm tailgating, I'm gonna be waiting for the bird to poop on it so we get Cooper Flagg.
Well, that's awesome, Heather. Appreciate the call. That's a good one too. Being pooped on by a bird. That's a pretty popular lucky thing.
Very, very lucky.
Yeah.
Great one. Great answer on that one.
I think Elliot got pooped on by a bird a few weeks
ago. While live on the air.
Yeah, how about that?
It was pretty funny, yeah.
Is it happening more? Because I've never, ever in my life, as far as I know, I mean, maybe it happened and I didn't know because, look, it's on the back. It does seem like it's on the back. Both times, it was on my back.
This happened to you 2 weeks in a row. You're not making this up?
I'm not making it up. Two weeks in a row. Maybe it's even in the same week. It has been in an incredibly short duration of time. I've been pooped on after it never happened in my whole life.
Is two one of your lucky numbers, or is that one of your unlucky numbers?
This means
you need to get pooped on a third.
You're
going to
aim for a third now?
I'm somewhat indifferent to two. It's okay. I'm neither here nor there.
Now, I'm just imagining.
Three is good,
though. If two was one of the numbers that you hated, would you just be like...
I like two because it's two squared is four,
right.
And four is my favorite.
But if two was the number that you hated, would you just be like going to Wooded Aries, running around, finding a bird to poop on you?
No. No. I don't think that really works.
Okay. So your OCD is limited to certain situations.
I don't think this
involving
luck,
birds.
The luck poop. I don't think you can force it. I when we were talking to Heather, that was insincere on my part because I don't really think that works. I do think it's lucky. I don't think you can force it.
Yeah, you just got to let it come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to let it come to you.
If you force it, then it's not really magical.
Yeah, that's true. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I just can't believe this early in the morning there's a Dow moron supporter calling. That was a stunning thing. I mean, and yeah. By the way, he did give credit to Elton Brand for drafting Maxie because he was only here for like 7 or 8 days before the
Thank
draft
you, because
started,
he so. Literally had gotten hired. Remember, the year of that draft was pushed back because of COVID. So the draft was like in mid to late November, and Daryl Morey was hired like November 2nd of 2020.
Right.
So, I mean, unless people are doing revisionist history, what I remember is him giving credit to Elton Brand because he had just gotten here.
Right, and that really makes him a moron because he's going against Rhea, who knows pretty much everything they're doing.
No, I don't know everything, especially about the Sixers, but, you know.
I'm all for taking credit actually. Away from Morey. That's fine.
I just wanted to give, shout-out to the Phillies. 5 out of 6 on the road. And I'll tell you what, everybody's talking about Harper. I'm not worried about Harper. The man is starting to smack the ball hard to left field. And when he starts hitting the ball the opposite way, this is when he goes on one of his 3-week, 4-week tears. It's coming, and it's coming soon.
Really? I sure hope so. And does it bother you, Steve, that we have to wait like this for Bryce? Like, I believe in Bryce, and I am, a supporter in every way. I'm frustrated. I'm very frustrated that this always seems to happen. And I watch Kyle Schwarber go out there. I watch Kyle Schwarber go out there and actually amend the way he plays baseball offensively. He made himself a better offensive player last season and now this season as well in a different capacity. And it just feels like, oh man, we're seeing the same thing from Bryce again, like the trough. Why are we in a trough?
That's the reason why Kyle Schwarber's doing better, because he's hitting the ball a lot of times the opposite way. He's getting more hits to the opposite field, and that's when Harper usually starts getting hot. And no, I'm not upset because we're winning. As long as you're winning, you don't get upset about anything. So when Harper starts hitting, we're going to start really winning.
I think so,
like
too.
We did before.
What do you have that's lucky, Steve?
Lucky? Daryl Morey for still having a job.
There you go. Appreciate
you're
the call, Steve.
Gonna upset that previous caller.
Yeah. So Daryl Morey for still having a job is lucky. That's not a good answer.
By the way, there are lots of rumors going around. I got a text from somebody, and then Austin, one of our engineers, said he had heard it. There are a lot of rumors that it could be the Cowboys.
I'd actually be a little disappointed in that.
Well,
Cowboys.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of that. All of these division games happen at the end of the season, and the division is already decided at that point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know about the first game of the year, but it could be interesting.
I just don't think the Cowboys are going to be that good.
They're
like,
horrendous.
I'd rather have a good team come in here.
Our buddy Uram, for the opening game of the season against the Super Bowl champ, they do not qualify.
Our buddy Uram did note that would be the first time they opened with Dallas since the Pickle Juice game.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That?
Yes. Has not happened in 25 years.
Did you play in that game, or that was before you got here? 2000.
I was in Oakland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were drinking pickle juice, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That wasn't just like an Eagles
wildfire
thing. Yeah.
But it was after the Eagles did it.
The Eagles did that,
and everyone thought it was going to make them.
Andy Reid was
like
a trendsetter.
Nobody's Rick Burkholder.
Yeah.
Nobody's drinking pickle juice now, though. I mean, they probably have drinks that taste better. That kind of have the same effect, I'd imagine.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the whole key to the pickle juice is just salty.
Yeah.
You know, like you just a lot of water when you drink that much salt. So, yeah, it's good. It's not usually good for you to have that much salt in your system.
Yeah.
But the hottest game I ever played was in Dallas. The hottest game I ever played was 1998, and it was a noon kickoff in Irving, Texas, I think it's what it's called. The top of the old stadium that they had
used to open up, right?
Was a square, open square, so that the sun at noon would just beamed directly on the away sideline. And as an Oakland Raider at the time, they put us in black. So they're in their pristine white, fancy white. We're in black with the sun blazing directly on us on the sideline. And I swear, you know, they had the little thermometers and things. It said 120 degrees. It said 120 degrees. And then whatever it was with the heat index on top, like, you know how you can see heat, how it kind of like swirls up from the ground?
When it's that hot, sure.
It was almost like everywhere you looked, it was an illusion of swirliness. It was crazy. I had never seen anything like that. And I cut my knee in the first quarter of this game. I got a gash, like cleated or something, to where my sock, the white part of my sock, was completely red, bright red, filled with blood. And my mesh shoe was also completely red. It was a bad cut.
Ugh.
One series, you know, I'm looking at this. I'm like, oh, man, this is really awful. I'm going to have to get it checked out. I look down like three plays later, and my leg has been washed clean from the massive amount of sweat that just coursed across my leg, shoe, sock. It washed my shoe and sock clean, the sweat.
Wow.
That sounds disgusting.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
The Eagles, according to Today's show, will host the Dallas Cowboys.
There you go.
September 4th to kick off the 2025 NFL season.
Holy cow.
Eagles-Cowboys. What do we think the opening line is on that game? Eagles minus 5.5, 6.5? Something like that?
More than that.
I don't know about that.
The Cowboys are bad.
Yeah, but they're going to look at it and say they've got a healthy Dak. You know, they've got George. I think the George Pickens things could be a nightmare if he doesn't get a new contract.
Yeah, I look at that situation and I think, you know, that's such a Cowboys move, like a flashy move. Oh. We're going to trade for the big receiver. That's not what they need.
The big receiver
I'm a little let down. I would have rather had Washington or Detroit.
Well, because this makes the Cowboys think that they're something special.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah, so the Eagles will open.
I don't
open.
Think they deserve that. They don't deserve
that's
to play
the,
in the
That's
opening
the best
game.
Way to say it, John.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are they? I can't believe this. It's wrong.
Yeah.
They You have to earn this starting game. This is the opening of the season against the team that won the world championship. They're not at that level.
I agree. So the Eagles, they'll be playing the Cowboys week one, the opening game. If you want to get in, your thoughts, you're welcome
to.
That's
going to be awesome.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But they want to mention another piece of news in regards to the NFL this weekend that I think kind of came as a surprise. But Derek Carr, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, he ended up retiring this weekend. I'd say an okay.
I thought he had retired a long time ago.
Career, well, he hasn't played in a while. He officially retires over the weekend, and obviously Kellen Moore, former Eagles offensive coordinator, took the head coaching job in New Orleans this offseason. Here was Kellen Moore talking about Derek Carr and his decision to call it a career.
You know, as we've gone through this whole offseason, you know, Derek's had to go through a lot just as you go through this process, and, obviously making the decision ultimately to retire from the National Football League after 11-year career. I mean, first of all, you respect and appreciate so much that Derek's done in this league and for the way he's done it, the on-the-field performance, the off-the-field person that he's showcased and the impact he's had on so many people in this profession is really, really special. And so certainly, you know, coming here, I've always had so much respect and appreciation for him. And you know, as we've gone through this process, obviously this is how it kind of ultimately was settled. It was really good communication through the whole process as far as navigating this. Again, you know, challenging circumstances with him being injured at the end of the year and then just kind of navigating things throughout the whole offseason process. And so, you know, I think, you know, Derek, the people that are part of his life have communicated really well with the Saints. I think there's been really good communication. And so, you know, we feel like it was done the right way.
Now, I'd say probably the right move. Derek Carr's been banged up for a while. Maybe good for the Saints as well. They can move on. Now, as Kellen Moore mentioned there, they took a kid, Tyler Shuck, in the second round of the draft. But I don't think they drafted him with the idea this guy's going to start. I think they expected that Derek Carr would be their quarterback. The rest of their quarterbacks are terrible. They have this kid Hayner, who was bad last year. Spencer Rattler, who's terrible. I wonder if, because Kellmore has the relationship with the Eagles and obviously with Tanner McKee from this year, I wonder if the Saints would be interested in pursuing Tanner McKee as kind of that bridge quarterback to the rookie Tyler Shuck if they feel like he's not willing to or ready to go this year. And I wonder, John, how much would you need to get in return to trade Tanner McKee? Because I think he's so valuable to this team. I'm not trading him for anything less than a second-round pick. You got rid of Kenny Pickett, basically, because you said Tanner McKee's our backup. We have confidence in him. I'm not ready to just say, oh, yeah, Kyle McCordy drafted you. You're ready to be the backup quarterback. I need at minimum a second-round pick if I'm trading Tanner McKee.
Jeez. Well, I don't agree. I understand that everyone thinks that the third-string quarterback is
second-string.
Okay. Last year, he was our third-string quarterback. He, in my mind, feels like the third-string quarterback. I guess he's been promoted. He's still a backup, and I guess in our city that means that he's as good or better than the star.
The only person who would think that would be Joe DeCameron. The rest of us don't.
Well,
he's not Jalen Hurts.
He's not worth as much to anyone else as he is to us, and I think that we tend to get a little bit greedy with the price that we expect. A second round, you're saying a second round pick or no deal?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a bit greedy. I don't need that much to get rid of Tanner McKee. He doesn't fit the offense the way that Jalen does specifically. A guy who is a little sprightlier would be a closer fit. You know, a guy who could actually do the pull reads and keep it himself, I would prefer.
So why haven't they brought one in like that?
They did. Is Dorian Thompson Robinson.
That's why I'm saying, John, I think you're out of your mind. I mean, I look at this situation. Tanner, the other quarterbacks you have on your roster, Dorian Thompson Robinson, who when he's gotten a chance to
and
play.
They drafted Kyle McCord.
They
so
drafted
you
him.
You know that the coaches like him.
But he's a rookie. I mean, okay. that you got to develop these guys for a few
you
years.
You think Tanner McKee's developed?
They've been developing him for the last 2 years. He
and
stepped
I think
in.
That's why you get what you can for him now, because he has played well enough that it could pique someone's interest.
If it was last year, I'd agree with you. If it was last year and you would still have Kenny Pickett on the roster, I'd entertain that more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
But the fact is, you got rid of Kenny Pickett because you thought Tanner McKee was ready to step in and be your backup quarterback, and that's an incredibly important position. We've seen it more than any other city, the way if you don't have a backup quarterback and step in and play, it can torpedo your entire season.
Harris, and
if
has you gotten torpedoes injured every year.
Your season when your starting quarterback gets hurt regardless.
And Jalen's gotten
hurt.
We had
such a rare situation with Nick Foles. I think that gives a false sense of, realistic. What's realistic and what's not? It's not realistic to expect to go and win a Super Bowl if your quarterback's hurt. We did that, and now I think we have, a false expectation for what a backup quarterback really represents.
But I'm not even talking about going on to winning the Super Bowl. But I'm talking about if Jalen Hurts misses like two, three, four games. Which is something that has happened over the course of the last few years. 2022, missed a couple games at the end of the year. Last year, gets knocked out of that Washington game. Pickett has to come in, play the rest of that game, play the Cowboys game the following week. I just think you're really playing with fire if you were to make that move. Now, I do think the Saints will probably have interest. I think Kellen Moore, obviously, they worked together last year, and Tanner McKee played really well when he had the opportunity.
And he was a sixth-round pick in 2023. A second-round pick for a sixth.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that.
I'm totally cool. Like, that's incredible if you can get that. I'm cool with a third. I'm cool with a lot of options short of a second-round pick for Tanner McKee. Because, again, he was a sixth-rounder. We went and drafted another sixth-rounder this year that this coaching staff likes, too.
Well, you know who else is a sixth-round pick?
And you've got Dorian Thompson-Robinson waiting in the wings, too.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson stinks.
He's started in this league.
Yeah, he's played
for
poorly.
For the Cleveland Browns. But he is a quarterback who can do the same things that Jalen does with the pull read. And
doesn't mean he's good.
This coaching staff developed Tanner McKee. You think Tanner McKee coming out of Stanford was not at all accustomed to this offense? The offense that he was running was the standard West Coast, as vanilla West Coast drop back pocket as you get. This is Kyle McCord is more suited to what this coaching staff wants. That's why they went and got him.
But he's young and he's raw and you got to develop
him. That's what you do.
And John,
your quarterback that you just drafted, that's the plan. They want to develop him. They see the traits that they like in Kyle McCord. That's why they drafted
him. But that doesn't mean he's ready to step in and be your backup quarterback if Jalen is to go down.
And he might not be ready. Tanner McKee might not be ready. Dorian Thompson-Robinson might not be ready. None of these guys are expected to go out and win games and win Super Bowls. Tanner McKee is not as good as we make him out to be.
Oh, I disagree. I think Tanner McKee is a good quarterback in this league. This is cardinal unproven. On cardinal crime.
He played in the preseason. And at the end of the – did he play at the end of the year when everyone was out?
He did play one
He played
game.
The Giants
so he's
game.
He's playing against third stringers. Yeah. That's the assessment that you can make.
The Giants are playing their starters in that game.
And the Giants starters are essentially third stringers.
Well, he had a
They're
good performance.
Comparable to third stringers.
I'm not ready to get rid of him, but would love to get your take.
Look, I'm not out to get rid of him, but I'm okay with getting rid of him. And I'm fine with getting rid of him for short of a second round pick.
So would you take a fourth for Tanner McKee?
Yeah,
really?
He was a sixth round pick. Anything that's better than that really is a net improvement. I don't feel great about taking a fifth or a fourth, but it is. You have upgraded
What round were you drafted in?
Third.
The third round? Do you think you were worth a third round pick? I think you were worth more than that.
No, I think I was probably worth about what I feel good about being 63rd.
Yeah.
I think being a fullback 63rd is strange, and I'm proud of that.
Nowadays, that would be a second round pick. Look at you.
You should
say you were a second round pick.
I know, but I can't.
You can, though.
It does. It's not.
What
real.
Do you think, Rhea? I think that flies. He could say he's a second round pick.
Nobody's going to go look it up, Joe.
Maybe I just say 63.
Yeah, just say you're in a 63.
Yeah, I was 63rd.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big number, though. It was
it's a
the
good
third
number.
Round because ESPN2 hosted the third round. and we didn't have ESPN2 at my house, so I didn't even see it happen. I didn't know I was drafted.
Weren't you at, like, Blockbuster?
I was at Blockbuster. I was renting The Peacemaker with George Clooney. I was renting The Peacemaker, and I was pretending I couldn't hear the Boy Scout who was trying to sell me something as I was leaving. And all of a sudden, my new cell phone from Radio Shack rang, and I had no idea what the number was. And it was a woman who said, "Hey, Coach Gruden is excited to talk to you." And I didn't know who Coach Gruden was.
If this was me and I was going to be drafted potentially in the NFL draft, which obviously would never happen, I would be glued to my TV. I'd be watching
but
every second.
We didn't
second.
Get that channel. Like, I
go
was
to a
glued.
Bar, man. I don't
was
know.
Glued to the first two rounds because we got the first two rounds on our TV because we got ESPN. The package, the cable, we didn't have like the cable package, I guess. We're a bunch of, you know, college students.
There's nowhere you could go to watch this draft?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there probably was. I don't think I knew that the draft was going to go off. I don't think I planned ahead and realized that I wasn't going to be able to see it after the second round.
Wow.
I mean,
check your local listings, John.
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, make sure you get
I probably should have.
You should have, definitely.
No but NFL Network back then?
Yeah. What's that?
I was like, no NFL
no.
Network back then? I'm
no,
joking. I know.
But I was, I was made aware that I got drafted by the woman who called me, and then this guy who she said was Coach Gruden got
you
on
didn't
the
know
phone
who
and
he
was
like,
"You ready to bring some juice, Richie, or what?" And I was like, this can't be real. There's no way.
You get a call from Gruden, you probably do think somebody's pranking you.
No, this isn't real. And then I got home, and my roommates were like, "Dude, it's real."
That's bizarre that you didn't
There's
watch
crazy
that.
Stuff going on.
It's a story you could have been able to tell forever.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Rocco. What's up, Rocco?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys? First time, long time.
Wow, that's awesome, Rocco. Thank you.
I am probably about 100 miles east of Rapid City, South Dakota, on a baseball and landmark tour, and was in Cleveland Saturday night to see the Phillies, and ultimately going to hit most of the stadiums in California.
Holy cow.
But,
are you by yourself, Rocco?
Well, my buddy Albert left Cleveland yesterday morning. Now I am by myself.
Man, so that's a lot of driving.
Up. Yeah.
You're an Iron Man.
Well, I take naps and make sure I keep myself fresh. But I was at that game Saturday night, and my one big concern was Ranger Suarez, how he would handle after this game after his debut of the season. And he pitched well. Harper had some nice hits, a nice home run that landed. I couldn't really tell. We were in the center field bleachers, but I can't tell if it landed in front or in the bullpen. But he's starting to come around. Whether or not this team's got it in them to win the division, I don't know. The Mets are tough. This team, boy, it gets you high, it gets you low, don't they? But we'll see what it takes. It's a long year, and I'm hoping for the best that they can give the Mets a run for their money here.
Well, yeah, and I think, Rocco, after the start, and they had fallen back in the division a little bit, but they've cut it down to like a game and a half at this point. And, I mean, when you look at this Philly season, I know that stretch a few weeks ago and that series in New York especially was rough, but really, it's been one bad week. Aside from that, this team's played really well, and I thought this road trip was a really good sign. They go on the road, get away from Citizens Bank Park, and have the success that they had. And that Cleveland team, that's a good team they just beat over the weekend.
Absolutely. That's what I was talking to my buddy about. That I told him that this series with Cleveland would tell us a lot. And they went out, especially getting shellacked Friday night, the way they responded Saturday and last night. It left some positive vibes here.
It did feel like they were a little too high on the horse Friday, and you know they paid for it. But then they responded.
Yes,
they responded on Saturday with the type of response, with the play that I would have hoped.
Well, you know, I think they were tired late night the night before. You get in late. You know, you're going to have those kind of hangover games Friday
sometimes, especially when you're feeling good about yourself because of the series you're coming off. You know, they had sort of turned things around. They were smelling themselves a little bit. Can't put the cart before the horse, which I think they did a little on Friday.
Sure.
They're learning as they go as a team, and it all feels like the signs are pointing up.
What's something that's lucky, Rocco?
After listening to the show this morning, I think John Ritchie for not having brain damage for digging bunkers on a driving range.
I didn't have a choice.
Appreciate the call.
I did not have a choice. I wish I could have said no, you know, but they said, take this shovel, go out to the driving range. We're making it more, I don't know, we're decorating. What was the term? Making it, I didn't understand why there needed to be a bunker in the driving range. I mean, I ended up digging a couple of them. And it felt like it was cruel and unusual.
And all
like
they gave you was a little helmet to protect you?
Yeah, plastic pith helmet, like a brim the whole way around. It was white plastic.
Did you have like welts from the balls hitting you in the legs and stuff?
Yeah, big, you know, bruises, like black golf ball sized bruises from where it would like hit your leg.
Sounds like an awful job.
I was really mad. I was very resentful. And I think I still might be resentful toward golf as a result of that whole experience.
You sound resentful.
A little bit. I was low man on the totem pole on the grounds crew. So that meant when there was a bad job, you know, like, oh, we got to cut down that whole row of trees behind the ninth green. Richie, go take that chainsaw and then feed them through the wood chipper by yourself.
Yeah.
Because we got other stuff we got to do.
Yeah.
Like, you just go do it.
That's not great. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.